Under the guidance of new head coach Richard Chernomaz, the Lake Cowichan Kraken had a 19-26 record through 45 VIJHL regular season games and are squarely in the playoff hunt, the only detriment being the teams chasing them have games in hand. Lake Cowichan placed 5th in their division in their first two seasons and 4th in their third. All three times it came down to the season's final games with the team falling just short of a playoff berth. It's been an up-and-down year for the club, but they've found a new gear as the season nears its end and once again, it will come down to the last three games to decide their fate. A pivotal game on February 14th went a long way toward deciding the Kraken's postseason fate, but given the family day holiday, the result wasn't available before the Gazette's press deadline. Winners of their last four games in 2024, the Lake Cowichan Kraken started the new year off trending upward with 5 wins in 9 games through January. 2 wins against Nanaimo and 1 against each of Peninsula, Oceanside and Comox in the first month of 2025 had the Kraken in the hunt to make the playoffs for the first time in the franchise's four-season history. With 6 games to go in February, Lake Cowichan was sitting 4th in the VIJHL's North Division. The team kept on track in their first February game, beating the Saanich Predators 6-5. Both teams made it through the falling snow to put on a show for the fans, said the team on Facebook. Lake Cowichan secured another 2 very valuable points in their attempts to be playoff-bound, added the team. There are still a number of regular season games remaining, meaning, there is still a lot of hard work to do. Gellert Kiss Molnar started off the scoring against Saanich in the second period but only after the Predators had gone up 3-0. Yaroslav Morozov scored not long after his teammate to pull the home team to within 1, but Saanich scored once more to take a 4-2 lead into the second intermission. Lake Cowichan exploded in the third period with another goal each for Kiss Molnart and Morozov and 1 each from Carter Anderson and Cooper Barkley to put the Kraken up 6-4. A late goal from the Predators made it close but they ran out of time and the Kraken took the victory. Caden Balajbegovic and Bevan Williams both had 2 assists while single assists were earned by defenseman Carter, Nathan Forster, Landon Carson, Logan Walls, and Owen Rattray, as well as forwards Charles Fleming, Alexander Lanelli and Drury Lamb. Goalie Tanner Ferriel made 30 saves to earn the victory. A home-and-home set with the Comox Valley Glacier Kings February 7 and February 8 kept the standings the same and with just a handful of games left to play in the regular season, as of February 11, the Kraken sat 3rd in the North, good for a playoff spot, if they can hang on. Should they place 4th, they still have a chance to advance via one of the final 2 playoff slots.